T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So when I was 12, I started reading all of the parenting books in my house. There were a bunch of them. They were all written by Christians because I wasn't allowed to read secular books, and my parents didn't really approve of or have very many secular books. So I read a lot of Christian parenting books when I was 12, just trying to figure out, like, what was going wrong in my family, I think. Like, what was actually going wrong in my family is that my dad had a problem with rage, and I was being molested by his only friend. And it wasn't until later, after my sister had also been molested by this guy. And, I mean, and my parents weren't really surprised when they found out, in a way that made me feel like I was sideswiped. I didn't realize that he enjoyed spending any time together. I didn't realize that he was able to get his hands on her. If I'd known, I would have done something about it. You know, and my father just believed that I was the kind of asshole who had arranged it. And he kept thinking that I had arranged for my ex-boyfriend to molest my sister for years. He was pretty mad at me for that. So that's what was going wrong in my family. And none of these Christian books about parenting ever gave me any kind of insight into that rift that became an unsurpassable valley between us. So I've been spending time with my parents because they've been supporting me, and in a lot of ways they're different people, and they don't remember the people they were when they fucked me up. And so it's weird to be mad at them for it still, and it's weird to also have them try to be forgiven and try to make amends for something that they claim not to remember doing. Or, you know, like, it's just weird. It's a weird process that I'm going through right now. And it's, I guess it all intensifies during the holidays. So I think I was feeling more feelings this season than I have in a long time. Usually I just hibernate, but this time I spent my time with people, and that was not satisfying. I really missed hibernating. I really missed being by myself. I feel like instead of getting a respite for the holidays, like I usually give myself, usually I'm so busy with Snarky Cards that those are the days that I just take off and I'm just doing nothing by myself. But the last couple of years, because my body hasn't worked very well, I haven't been busy, 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 you know? And this year I just felt great. So I thought I would do the holidays up, and it just backfired on me, and it took more emotional energy than it left me with. And I've just been feeling super depressed this last 2 or 3 weeks, and I've been trying to get my serotonin up. And I've just been thinking a lot about all of those useless Christian nonfiction books I read. And I've been watching an incredible amount of Super Nanny. And the thing that I realized later when I started to read psychology books is that boundaries would have really helped me in my life and my family. And if I could have figured out how to have some boundaries that kept me safe, then maybe some of the conflict in my life wouldn't have happened or wouldn't have gone as far as it did. So it's interesting because I've been like obsessed with Super Nanny the last 2 weeks, and I've never really been obsessed with Super Nanny before. I've like watched it occasionally, but I've never like needed to watch clips of it. But lately it's just been really fascinating because there is a part of me who's thinking about that family 30 years ago, you know, that, or 25 years ago, that, what if Super Nanny had tried to help me? What if she had tried to fix our family? What if she had come in? And I just, you know, it's young kids and teens, but never really anything as serious as like child sexual abuse, or I don't even know if she would have I've never seen her take on anything even close to abuse, you know, but it's still nice to see all of her healthy boundary making. And then there's something else that I realized about that show, which is that Super Nanny doesn't just put up boundaries. She also like opens thoroughfares or highways. She opens lines of communication, and she pulls out all the junk between parents and children so that they can talk to each other. You know, she addresses what the conflict is. She gets in front of it. She sits them down. She makes sure that they feel safe. And then she makes them say what they feel. And it's just really interesting because I think I've spent the last 25 years trying to figure out how to say no and how to be okay and, you know, what boundaries were okay for me at all because I didn't have any, and it really made my life harder. It meant that I had to say yes to a lot of people I didn't like. It meant that I ended up in dangerous situations. Like, I need, you know, everybody needs to know when they need to say no, you know? Even with some boundaries, my life gets a little bit crazy sometimes, you know, like I do get myself into some pickles, but, I just never considered until this obsessive Super Nanny watching and imagining Super Nanny coming in and fixing that home that I grew up in. I just never thought about it before like that, like how you need boundaries, but you also need like thoroughfare. You need to a wide open space in front of that boundary where people can connect with you, where you can go out into the street and meet your friends, where you can, you know, like a safe place where people can have access to you and figure out how to be in a relationship with you and spend time with you. And I think I was really busy raising boundaries, and I never really figured out the whole thoroughfare part, you know, the whole being open part. I don't know. It's nice to see. It's nice to see Joe, like, in these, like, 5 to 7 minute segments come in and just pull some stupid idea out of a relationship between a father and a daughter or a father and a son and say, did you really want to keep this? Is it worth not having a relationship with your kid? Or do you need to keep this belief for this fear or this whatever it is? What's more important, that or spending time with your actual child? Did you want to spend time with your child before they grow up and don't care about you anymore because you didn't care about them? watching her say that to these adults is like watching her defend a little me, and watching her then take those same adults and sit them down with that kid and be like, now let's do something nice together. Let's do something together. Like, I want you to do something, do an activity that allows you to build a relationship. You know, like, she doesn't just correct the horrible shit. She also gives them kind of a roadmap for how to go forward, you know, and at least like an activity or or a mutual interest or something that they'd always talked about doing but never ended up doing. You know, she sets them up so that they can't go wrong on that first time, and that they know a little bit about what to do the time after that, so that they can have a good relationship. And it's just super fucking trippy. And it's also really trippy how obsessed with it I've become and how reassuring it is to me to sort of reimagine that. You know, I did spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to parent myself in the last 25 years. And I don't know, I guess I'm just worried I missed some spots, you know? Okay, I know that's a lot of thoughts for today. It's not just one. I will talk to you later, internets. Happy vagina, everyone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.